Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman streaks a speedy path to the rescue of Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, he has yet to learn that the Crooked Song publishers were but one of far more serious and dangerous rackets.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, that old saying, as much fun as a barrel of monkeys, is kind of out of date nowadays. Yes, sir, now it's as much fun as a collection of Pep comic buttons, because that new series of comic buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep is a barrel of fun. Why, they're so doggone smart-looking in the first place. The full-color pictures of your funny paper favorites stand out like anything against that clear white background. Then, there's the kick that you get out of adding another button to your collection every time Mom opens a new package of Pep, and even more fun swapping duplicates with your friends. Now, there are 18 new and different buttons in this new series. Friends like Toots and Casper and Flash Gordon and Superman, of course. And you'll want to collect them all. So remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but you get a comic button every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. That's the good whole wheat cereal with a catchy sunshine flavor, you know. The tender, crisp, golden toasted flakes that keep you coming right back for more. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
In attempting to trap two racketeer song publishers who had fleeced editor White's Little Cook Poco out of $450, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, the Daily Planet copy boy, were themselves trapped. Tied up and left in the locked office of the racketeers, Jimmy and Beanie accidentally overturned a smoking stand and started a fire that swept through the ancient office building. After Beanie had been overcome by the smoke, Jimmy managed to dial a telephone with a pencil held between his teeth, and calling Clark Kent, succeeded in gasping out where he was before collapsing. As we continue now, Kent in his true identity of Superman is rocketing through the skies and approaching the blazing building. Below him, he sees a great crowd and several companies of firemen battling the spectacular blaze. Listen.
Great Scott. That building is going up like a matchbox. Jim and Beanie are trapped in it somewhere. But where are they? I don't see them. Better circle the building again. Away! Still don't see them. Maybe I'm too late. Maybe they both... Wait a minute. Down there in that office. Two boys on the floor. Yes, it's Jim and Beanie. Down to them. Down! Jim. Beanie. They're unconscious. If only they're still alive. Uh-oh. Better get going fast before that ceiling falls on us. Up with them. Now, Jim. There we are. Now, out of here in a hurry. Up and away!
Of all the harebrained, crackpot, idiotic stunts I ever heard of, why did you and Beanie try to bag a couple of big-time racketeers all by yourselves, Olsen? Why? Why?
Chief, I mean, Mr. White, how were we to know they were such bad eggs?
Yeah, that's right, Chief.
How were you to know? You said you suspected they were dishonest in the first place, didn't you?
Well, of course, Chief. Jim knows that legitimate publishers don't solicit songs from amateurs, and that they never ask the author to pay part of the publishing costs like they asked Poco, but
Okay. So they knew they were dealing with crooks. And they knew Poco had been tricked into putting up $450 by those phonies who never had any intention of publishing his song. So why did they do it?
Well, now, wait a minute, Chief. Jim is ready to admit he made a mistake, and I'm sure he won't make the same one again. He meant well. He wanted to recover Poco's money and prevent other people from being fleeced like that.
Sure. Plenty of people are swindled every day by racketeers.
Well, that's because they don't think.
Well.
They don't stop to investigate these smooth talkers before they hand over their hard-earned money.
Well, how are you going to tell when a man's on the up and up?
It's easy enough to ask for references before you pay out money to a stranger. Or to consult the Better Business Bureau or the Chamber of Commerce or your lawyer or your banker, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait a minute, Chief. That gives me an idea. As Jim said, people are being swindled out of thousands of dollars every day by racketeers. And there are so many of them, the police can't round them all up. Let us do something to help the law.
Us?
What do you mean, Mr. Kent?
The Daily Planet can do a lot to scotch the operation of slickers like Professor Blessing by asking our readers to contact us when they've been swindled or when they suspect someone might be trying to take them in. Then we can investigate and blow the racket wide open.
Hmm.
Well, you mean put on sort of a racket-busting campaign?
Sure, that's right, Jim.
Gee, it's a swell idea.
What do you say, Chief?
Well, you may have something there, Kent. Sounds as if it may make a good public service feature, and it can't hurt our circulation either. I tell you what.
What?
You and Lois... I forgot. Lois is still in California. Well, you head up this new department alone, then, and Jim can help you.
Hot dog.
Well.
Get busy on it right away.
Okay.
Knock out a story for page one, all about the danger of rackets.
Uh-huh.
How much money is swindled from innocent citizens every day. You can get the figures from the DA's office.
Uh-huh.
And how we want our readers to cooperate with us, and so on.
Okay,
and so
Chief.
On. Set up a regular feature. Full page in the picture section every day.
Right.
We'll drive the racketeers out of Metropolis, or I'll know why.
Clark Kent speaking.
This is Inspector Henderson.
Oh, hello, Inspector. Hope you're going to tell me you caught up with Professor Blessing and Froggy.
No such luck, Kent. Now listen, I've just seen the Daily Planet.
Uh-huh.
Do you fellas mean what you say? That you'll stop at nothing to expose and help drive the racketeers out of Metropolis?
You bet we do, Inspector.
Well, how soon can you get down to headquarters?
Oh, in a second. In a few minutes.
Good. I've got a story for you that'll knock your eyes out.
Yeah?
That is, if you and Perry White have the courage to follow through on it.
What do you mean, if we have the courage?
Off your high horse now and get down here as quickly as you can, Kent. Bring White with you and I'll tell you all about it.
Right, we'll be there in two shakes. Bye.
Intrigued by Inspector Henderson's promise of a big story for the Daily Planet's racket-busting campaign, Clark Kent collars headed to Perry White, and together they hurry from the Daily Planet to police headquarters. What has Inspector Henderson in mind? We'll return in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, gang, here's something that'll really hand you a laugh. It's that picture of Goofy from Harold Teen, one of the brand new series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Talk about comical. Well, you'll start to chuckle the minute you see that silly grin on his face and his standout ears and the way he wears that old hat sitting right back in his head. Yes, sir, Goofy is sure on the beam when it comes to fun. And all the rest of those 18 new Pep comic buttons, too. For instance, the Toots and Casper and the Inspector and Barney Google, Pat Patton, Tess Trueheart, Chief Brandon, and Vitamin Flintheart from Dick Tracy and Superman, of course. Why, you'll want to collect all 18 of these new and different buttons and sport them on your jacket or your dress or cap. So ask Mom to keep you supplied with lots of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but there's a comic button prize inside every package of Pep you open. And there's a prize of good eating, too, because Pep is the whole wheat flake cereal with those come-back-for-more flavors. Yes, sir, Pep is so loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor that, well, you practically can't resist it. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Clark Kent and Perry White have just arrived at Metropolis Police Headquarters, where Inspector Henderson is saying...
You say in the planet that you want to help drive the racketeers out of Metropolis, gentlemen, and that you'll stop at nothing to do it. Are you sure?
Well, of course we're sure. We wouldn't say anything we don't mean.
Okay. But what I have in mind is daring and dangerous.
Okay, spill it. What's the story?
Just this. I can give you a terrific story about a racket that's costing Metropolis citizens a fortune every day, and which we believe is responsible for two unsolved murders.
Well, let's have it.
All right, here it is. Now, you know, of course, that the housing shortage has resulted in quite a few rackets.
Oh, it certainly has.
Crooks have resorted to all sorts of tricks to take advantage of returned GIs as well as other citizens who need a roof over their head.
Well, we've heard a lot about that. So what?
Well, the worst racket we've come across, and the one I admit we can use some help on, is this. Certain individuals who we believe are part of a vicious ring have been opening offices here and there and circularizing returned veterans, offering them lots for sale and saying they'll build home on the lots as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Well, now, naturally, they're flooded with answers from people who need homes. They take the applicants out and show them the lots for sale, usually in the suburbs, of course, and show them plans for every sort of home. Then they take deposits from $500 to $2,000 on the land and the proposed home.
I see.
Then, when the time comes for the purchaser to take title to his land, he finds out that the crooks who sold it to him never owned it.
What?
Yes, these racketeers are selling land they don't own and taking deposits to build houses on it.
Right, Scott.
And when they report it to you and you investigate, the racketeers have flown the coop. Is that it?
Exactly. Their offices are closed and they've vanished. Until they turn up in a new location practicing the same racket.
Well, now look, Inspector, can't you catch up with them by running down all circulars and reports of their activities?
Well, we've tried that, Kent.
Yeah.
We've had one of our men answer every real estate ad, except those published by well-known real estate agents and builders.
Mm-hmm.
But these racketeers are clever.
I know.
They obviously screen the answers pretty carefully. Only once did our man fool them.
Well, what happened?
He was shot in front of his home.
He was?
That's right. Apparently, the racketeers became suspicious of him, traced him to his house, found out who he was, and finished him before he could even tell us who they were.
Right. Tough.
Another fellow called us up one day. Said he was a veteran who suspected he was being fleeced in a racket like this.
Uh-huh.
Well, we told him to come in and give us the details. He was shot on his way to headquarters.
Hey, that is serious.
I think I'm beginning to see what you want the Daily Planet to do, Inspector.
Specifically, I want you to play this story to the hilt in your paper. Give it so much publicity that all citizens will know about it. And investigate thoroughly before they hand over any money.
I see.
In that way, we can break those phony deals wide open and drive these racketeers out of business.
Well, that's one of the most vicious swindles I've ever heard of. We'll work with you, Inspector.
Now, wait a minute. I told you I was quite sure a gang was running this racket.
Yes?
So what?
Well, we believe they're already responsible for two murders.
All the more reason to smoke them out and bring them to justice.
You bet. We'll go to town.
Now, let me finish, will you? These fellows have been reaping a fortune, and they've shown they'll go to any length, even murders, to go on milking the public.
What are you trying to do, scare us?
No, but it's my duty to warn you. If the Daily Planet declares war on this gang, you may very well run into serious personal danger.
We're not afraid of danger, Inspector.
You bet we're not. Inspector, you're on. We accept the challenge.
Their eyes gleaming, Clark Kent and Perry White shake hands with Inspector Henderson, pledging themselves and the Daily Planet to battle one of the cruelest and most vicious rackets ever practiced upon returned veterans and their families. Two murders have already been committed, and Inspector Henderson has warned Kent and White that they are courting danger. What will happen as the Daily Planet challenges the unknown racketeers? Exciting things happen, fellows and girls, and they start happening tomorrow. So be sure to be with us then, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Think of the wonderful toasty things that taste good on a frosty morning, and you think of something crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, there's that name again, slips in every time. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. Just seems to go with words like crisp and crunchy. It's such a toasty kind of cereal, sort of sweet and metal rich. And you know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. So when you think of good tasting words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, that means crumbles for breakfast, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.